The cartoon showed a tomahawk flying through the air at a Wisconsin taxpayer with the words, "As taxpayers, we got scalped." Rick Graber removed the cartoon when the Ho-Chunk complained it was racist. Graber wrote a letter of apology after talking with Ho-Chunk President Troy Swallow. Graber said it could be sent to anyone the Ho-Chunk deemed appropriate. Ho-Chunk Executive Administrative Officer Greg Garvin says that didn't meet what they sought, a public apology.
We were looking for him to call a press conference and apologize and clarify what their position really was. And that didn't happen.
Graber says an ensuing letter and press release from the Ho-Chunk asked why he wasn't responsive. Graber says he's disappointed in the failure of the Ho-Chunk to continue the dialogue.
I've offered to meet with President Swallow. I've offered to talk with President Swallow. I get no reaction. And I believe that we have acted in good faith. Again, it's an incident that I regret. Again, notwithstanding the original intentions. And I just don't think that now, in this instance, I've been dealt with fairly.
But Garvin says Graber's failure to make a public apology raises the bar. He says the Ho-Chunk stand by President Swallow's call for Graber to resign.
He has demonstrated through his actions that a positive rapport is lacking. And if you're not publicly willing to go out there and say you want to develop these relationships, you want to have a positive relationship with the tribes, then what's left? If you can't even do that, you know, how are we going to move forward on a variety of issues?
Graber says his timely response to the Ho-Chunk disapproval over the cartoon shows he does understand how offended the Ho-Chunk were over the cartoon. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.